All right, guys, what is up? It's your girl KP, and we're back with episode 7 of Fem Talk. You guys already know this is a podcast that highlights the individuals in the LGBTQ community, where we have open and honest conversations about things that pertain to our relationships, society, and living in our truth. Today, we have another super special guest, Miss Drea King. Drea, if you can go ahead and tell our audience a little bit about yourself, what you do.
Hi guys, I'm Drea King. I am the CEO and producer of the Clickbait Network. The Clickbait Network is a multimedia platform that I created to highlight independent and outstanding talent, content creators, and entrepreneurs on the come up and, you know, getting situated.
Yes, definitely on the come up. So make sure you guys follow the Clickbait Network and Miss Drea King on Instagram. We'll be sure to drop all that good information at the end of the episode. But today, Drea, our topic for the most part is going to be the difference between cisgender and transgender women, along with other questions that I have for you today. So we'll just go ahead and jump right in. I want to know, now I know what the definition of cisgender is, but for most people, some of our listeners, they may not know. So can you give us the term, the definition of the term cisgender?
It is basically just, I don't know exactly what CIS stands for, but it's just to like clarify, I guess, biologically born, assigned gender at birth.
Okay. So basically, right. So naturally born women versus people who may transition is the best way to kind of sum that up.
So for the people who didn't know. You're assigned gender at birth.
Okay, perfect. And that's, I think, the best way to clarify, because for a long time I kept seeing the term before I actually looked it up, you know, and did my due diligence. And I was like, I don't know what that means. So it's nice to know, definitely to be able to refer to people the right way and things of that sort. So as far as the differences between, you know, cisgender and transgender women, what do you think some misconceptions are that cisgender women may have in reference to trans women and vice versa?
I think a common theme that I've noticed, because I actually haven't had a conversation with a cis woman about any misconceptions that they personally feel. Mm-hmm. But something that I've noticed has been like a repeated thing is like almost like imitation is what trans women are doing. And I think that kind of stems from the misrepresentation of like undesirable men dressing up as women, mm-hmm. and like kind of painting that narrative of like what either, I guess, a crossdresser or what a trans woman would seem like.
Okay.
And I think when we're dealing with like in real life, what people go through, it's like a totally different thing. It's not as easy as just putting on a wig or makeup and like looking or trying to look feminine. It's deeper than that.
Definitely. I definitely agree. Do you feel like, you know, cisgender women support transgender women or understand the journey that they have to embark on?
Personally, I don't think anybody can really understand the journey that mm-hmm. us trans women go through. And even for like us trans women, like I personally don't speak for all trans women, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And all of our experiences are so different and unique to us, that it's kind of hard to want to understand something that just can't be defined in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that people can definitely accept it genuinely. And I do feel like cis women, there are cis women who support trans women and want to understand, but I think in general, it's still like a long way to go.
I definitely agree. I really do. Especially because I know we kind of talked about this the other day, the misconceptions, or not even the misconceptions, but more so the stigmas that come along with transgender people, but specifically women, you know? So what do you think, or why do you think there is such stigma surrounding transgender women? You know, like when they walk in the room, like, why do people feel like, you know, they got to walk on eggshells, or they just, I don't know, people get weird, you know?
No, I totally understand that. And I agree. Honestly, Casey, I feel like there's like a list of things. I think nowadays it's more so like everything is super censored and like hyper sensitive. So mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of times where trans women would come in the room and maybe people just don't want to react a certain type of way. So they kind of just like look at us as like museum pieces. But other than that, I think that a lot of people just like have their own internalized feelings, to say the least, going on. And I think people almost like look for confirmation from the person next to them to like know how to react. But it's a funny thing. I feel those reactions when I walk into certain spaces, and it's hilarious. But yeah, it makes me feel good to know that like it's like effortless attention, because like I hate attention, but it's like when I get those reactions, I kind of feel like that bitch.
Well, first of all, that's because you are okay. That's because you are, like, I know, for, you know, the podcast portion of this, y'all can't see Drea, but she looks absolutely stunning right now. So definitely that bitch, let's be clear. But I definitely feel you though, because I've been in the scene. I've gone to WeHo numerous times. I've been to different type of events where there's all people from different walks of life, but as soon as a transgender person walks in the door, people are whispering among themselves. They're like, oh, like, you know, just making it seem like a fucking giraffe walked in the room, when it's just like, they're just a regular person. That's the bad bitch too. Like, why did the energy shift? You know? So sometimes I don't really understand like what it is, but you know, maybe it's not for us to understand. Maybe it's just for you to walk in there and hold your head up high, make these bitches feel however they feel, and know that you're good, you know, within yourself. So yeah, it's, people got to do better. They really do.
I definitely wish it didn't.
Mm-hmm. Honest, yeah. I do too, because I can only imagine, like, you know, there's some people who are not as confident, or who may not be as strong, or who may immediately feel insecure because they're receiving so much different type of attention that is unwanted.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Absolutely. So speaking of that, what do you think are some obstacles that transgender women may face in society, or what are some obstacles that you have faced?
Some obstacles that I have faced. I would definitely say more so, well, okay. I was fortunate enough to have support from like family, especially that I've been closest to like growing up with. So I'm really mm-hmm. appreciative of that. I think when it came to work mostly, that was like my obstacle, like rebranding and kind of like jumping into like a whole new identity in a sense. There was a lot of things I was insecure about that mm-hmm. I got over as like I kind of just like kept pushing through. So I think there's just so many like, there's so many different things that people feel when they go through something so life-changing. You know, you never know how people are going to want to accept you, especially people you've grown up with.
Right.
So I think an obstacle that most trans women or people in general have to face is kind of like fitting in, you know, and that's kind of, I guess, what we're working on right now with more representation of the ballroom scene and of trans identities, playing different roles on TV shows, or just being recognized.
Right. And recognized in a respectful way too. Cause I know, you mentioning, you know, TV shows and different casting. I know sometimes like they want a cast type, you know, and I feel like that's not fair because there's so many other things that you guys are able to do versus just play like, you know, a transgender woman or man, you know, or that type of environment. I feel like you guys should have more opportunities all across the board, more representation. That actually brings me to my next question, because, you know, we have our letters, our LGBTQ+, in the community. And for the most part, nowadays, everyone tries to be inclusive. But do you feel like you're represented in the community? Transgender people are represented in a good way? And if not, what do you think that we can do as a community to better represent for transgender people?
In the LGBTQ community?
Plus? Yes.
Honestly, I feel like when it comes to cis and when it comes to cisgender and like transgender people, I think instead of kind of imposing your own opinion or beliefs onto someone else, kind of just like accept them for who they are and who they say they are. A lot of people go out of their way to misgender. A lot of people go out of their way to like call somebody something that they obviously don't want to be called. Mm-hmm. And an example of that would be like when I was younger, right? A lot of times I would be told, oh, you act like a girl, or you do this like a girl, or, you know, my mannerisms or whatever is like a girl, right? And that was mm-hmm. like the joke. But then now, transitioning, it's kind of just like, now it's like you want me to do the opposite of what you were already referring to me as before. So I think people will go out of their way to be mean or to say hurtful things, but when it comes time to kind of just like accept somebody for what they probably already seen in them, mm-hmm. now they don't want to do it. It's like a totally different approach now. So it's just kind of like contradicting.
Yeah, because I'm like, it doesn't make sense. And I think one of the biggest things that bother me about other people and their opinions and what they want to force on you is that, what does that have to do with me? Why does it matter? You know, I feel like there's such a big lack of understanding. And you did say earlier that, you know, unless you're kind of going through the same thing, it's hard to understand. But just because you don't understand something doesn't mean you can't accept and respect it. And I feel like not only just with transgender women and men in the community in general, I feel like there's a lack of acceptance for us because people either feel like, one, we're faking the funk, you know, or we're trying to be somebody that we're not, when it's like, we're living in our truth. You know, heterosexual people, they struggle with whatever they deal with all day. But it's like, we're the people who get like the short end of the stick, all the backlash, all the side eyes, all the you need to be this, or you should be more like this, and you should be more like this, when it's like, this is who I am, this is what I'm portraying myself as, and you're either going to get with it or get lost. Like, respect it or move out the way.
It's so rare to kind of like see people be authentic, even if we're not living in the way that people believe that is like normal. Mm-hmm. It's still authentic to us because we're not doing it for, we're not doing it per se for acceptance. You right. know, we're kind of just like demanding that along the way in a sense. But people don't like that because sometimes, like you even said too, people don't have that confidence to step out in their truth and kind of just like bear with all that we have to deal with. Nobody would choose to want to get bullied or like want to commit suicide and or committing suicide or mm-hmm. have a brother, sister, family, friend member who's committing suicide over being bullied or just like not accepted. So it's like, again, it's just like not cool to me that people go out of their way to be disrespectful, like if they don't agree with something, kind of just like, my favorite thing to do is act like it doesn't exist. Like, I'm really
girl unbothered. Unbothered. Okay, it's funny because you said, you know, about it being normal, and I'm thinking to myself, well, what is normal nowadays? Because baby, we're in 2023 and ain't shit normal about what's going on in the world. So it's just like, I don't know why something that has nothing to do with other people is such a big deal to other people, if that makes sense, you know? So it's the ignorance for me. People just gotta educate themselves and just open their mind you know, open your mind.
Again, I really do feel like it stems from like internalized feelings. I think there's people who want to accept it, but they can't out of fear of being associated with it at the same time. It's kind of like they would rather go against something to like keep what they're already comfortable with.
Right. Yeah. And that makes sense. That's a big thing too, because I know there's a lot of people who struggle with, like you said, feeling like, okay, well, if I support this or whatever the case may be, am I going to lose friends? Am I going to lose family members? Am I going to lose my partner? Because that, it happens, you know, it happens for us in the community and it happens for people who support it. But I think that's something that those people have to sit with in themselves. Like, what really matters to me? Like, if this person is going to stop talking to me or they're going to disown me just because I support somebody else living in their truth, or I'm choosing to live in my truth, then that says a lot about that person. I don't think I really even need them in my life.
Yeah,
I think these are the things that people need to think about instead of like what other people are going to think. I know when I was growing up, I didn't come out till I was 19 for that very reason. I felt like it was the weirdest thing to be gay girl. I grew up in a private school, private Catholic school at that. So it was like, we going to church every Sunday. You going to hell if you're homosexual, all of that. So for a very long time, I was afraid of what other people would think of me. And even when I actually touched on this in my last episode, I would talk to some of my girlfriends, you know, like in high school, like, how would you feel if I liked women? And they was all like, that's weird. So I just thought, okay, it's weird. And because other people feel that way, I now feel that way about myself, and I'm not going to be true to self. And I was so unhappy for a very long time. And so one day I said, fuck that shit. We finna live in our truth. I'm finna be who I am. And it's whoever doesn't accept it and drops off because of the choices I decide to make, then they didn't need to be here anyway. You know?
I love that.
Yeah, girl. It's hard. It's not always easy, because I got backlash from my grandmother, you know, to this day, even though some people, they give you the fake support. It's I accept what you do. But then they make the comments like, oh, well, in my case, well, I still think you should marry a man, or I think you should do this.
And you know what? That really always pisses me off, because I get that same feeling. It's kind of like those underlying like shady comments. It's like, but then they always kind of like use like freedom of speech to kind of validate their like response. And it's kind of like, okay, well, why would you choose to freedom your speech like that?
Right.
Like, why hate speech should be like just like unwarranted and like unasked for? Like, people be like, oh, I 100% support what you do. Just don't bring that shit around me.
So then do you really support it?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't think so. Because, girl, when I tell you, when I get those comments, especially from family members, people who know that I'm really out here, like, I'm going to marry a woman, I'm going to have kids with a woman, all of that, I just laugh, because I'm just like, you think you're supporting me, but I mean, I know that you are. Like, I know my dad loves me. I know he's going to be there for me. Like, he's seen me with girlfriend after girlfriend, but it's just the fact that in his mind, he really thinks that I should have a husband. And I'm like, I'm telling you, I'm not. So
it's crazy.
So, yeah. So I definitely do want to ask about your success. Like, how has your transition either hindered or added to your success with the Clickbait Network? I'm getting all jumbled up, y'all. And just everything else that you have going on.
Well, the Clickbait Network was definitely one of the first projects I started working on since coming back into the scene, because when I did transition, I took like a long break, like maybe like a year and a half to 2 years off, kind of just to like get myself together mentally and to just like get really comfortable in my skin, you know. There was a lot of things I was working on. Mm-hmm. But in that time, I kind of just wanted to like do that comfortably and not try to like rush to do anything that I wasn't, because like I said, I had a lot of insecurities coming into it, like, and work was definitely one, so I wanted to make sure whatever I was coming back with was definitely something I wanted to pursue head on, but also was like most genuine to who I am now.
Right.
So I think that it had its pros and cons. I definitely missed out on some opportunities in that time. And when I moved out to LA so abruptly, because it was like literally I'm on vacation one day and then like a month later, I'm like, I'm just stay here. So I left a lot of things back in New York that I was like currently working on. But I just wanted to get my mind right. You know, I wanted to try mm-hmm. taking a chance on myself and just moving out to a new city. I totally didn't see transitioning at the end of the same year that I just moved out there happening, but it did. And then I just kind of had to like jump into it. And then COVID happened right after. So like, there was a lot of time to kind of just like sit and think about what I'm going to do when I come back. And when I came up with the whole clickbait idea, I just knew that I wanted to pursue that 100%. So I think everything happens for a reason.
It does. Girl, that is one of my favorite mottos. Like, everything happens for a reason. Everything happens in divine timing. It aligns whether we may see it in the moment or not. So I think it's dope that you came out to LA and you did everything you did, because when I got to meet you and, you know, now we get to do something as amazing as this and showcase yourself and your story, you know. So as far as the transition, though, from moving to LA from New York and just getting the Clickbait Network up and running, is there anything that like you have any regrets about or any opportunities, or can you elaborate on like some of the opportunities that you may have missed?
I wish I stick with the agency that I was with back in New York, because they had me do a lot of collabs mm-hmm. at the time. And I miss doing certain things. Okay, so like I feel like I was a lot more personable on my social media before transitioning. I think once I kind of like took that mental health break and then COVID happened, I became like super like way more introverted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because work now has me going to different events and festivals and stuff. So like I'm outside in a sense, but like when it's like, I don't know, when it's like when I'm supposed to be in a sense,
right.
Like, you know, I'm very introverted, but I have extroverted tendencies when it comes to work. I'm like super loud and all that stuff. But I think, that's something that I feel like I definitely want to get back to, though, like kind of mm-hmm. connecting with my audience more outside of doing my podcast or just like at those social events. So I feel like that's something that's a part of me that I want to bring back into the mix. Other than that, I feel like there are some more opportunities that probably could have came if I kind of just like kept riding the wave that I was already on, but
mm-hmm.
I don't mind, you know, burning everything down and rebuilding again.
I know that's right.
Me, you know?
I know that's right. Because if you burn everything down and rebuild, that says a lot about how strong you are and how resilient you are, you know, and just speaking to you today, it just seems like you've been through a lot. You've had to endure a lot and you still made it out on top, because girl, there are some people who are still trying to get even to like a third of where you're at, you know? So just much, much congratulations to you. I think it's beautiful to see your success. I do want to ask about your transition itself. I know you said it happened like right before COVID, right? Or like during COVID, that's kind of when you were doing everything. So what was your transition like, and what advice would you give to other young adults who are thinking about transitioning or currently going through it? Because I know that it can be a lot on your mental, on your physical, you know, so what's some things you would like to share?
At the beginning of my transition, I was really happy that my mom accepted it. She was the first person I wanted to tell. And once she accepted it and she was like, oh, I knew, you know, it kind of gave confirmation that, okay, like, this should be like somewhat of an easier ride now that I have that support.
Mm-hmm.
I was also fortunate enough to be in a relationship as I was like going through everything. So I had that support as well from the partner that I was with at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was probably the most confidence I felt in a long time, being in that relationship and going through what I'm going through. Because he just wholeheartedly like accepted it and like loved me genuinely for me. It wasn't about anything physical. I mean, of course, but it was like more so like who I was. Like I felt like he genuinely saw me for who I am. So I'm always forever appreciative of that. I had a pretty good friend group as well. So they understood when I would take my time and like not talk to anybody for weeks or days, you know what I'm saying? And then come back and pop out or whatever the case is. So friends that respect your boundaries and respect your personal space are definitely important to have. If you don't have that, I would definitely suggest kind of like tapping in with yourself. Journal, maybe therapy might help as well, just to like have like a non-biased person to speak to and kind of just like express yourself with, because I think that's what most people want, you know, whether you're trans or cis. You just want people to like, you just want to know you're not going crazy up here.
That's facts.
You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you don't even want advice. You just want someone to listen to you. So I would definitely say for anyone who is coming up and you feel those urges, that urge to just want to like get some titties, I would definitely say take a lot of time for yourself and know who you are genuinely. That's first and foremost, because you're not in the wrong body. You are who you are. Anything exterior that you want to change is totally up to you. It's mm-hmm. not a necessity to have to do anything to make people respect you as you identify. So I definitely would tell anybody kind of just like get to know who you are and what you want. Don't listen to the noise. Because there's a lot of people who have different opinions of what a woman should look like, what you should look like, or what you should act like. No.
Right.
Figure out
what's
for you. I
really love that you said that. What'd you say, love? I'm sorry.
Just repeating, like, make them, to let them know, like, figure out what's for you and understand how you feel and what you like and all that stuff. Go through your trial and error and don't let people impose their opinions on you.
Yeah, so, and I love that you said that, because it basically goes back to, like, living in your truth. I know last time we spoke, we kind of talked about, like, feeling like you may be in the wrong body or whatever the case may be. So I think it's really, really dope that you said, pretty much like, don't listen to the noise. Like, if you feel like a woman and you identify as a woman, that doesn't mean you have to go do X, Y, and Z because society says women have vaginas and tiggle bitties. You know what I mean? So I think that's just really important to get to know yourself. I actually am also an advocate for therapy, y'all, whether it's because you're transitioning or because you got depression or just things, you know, go get a therapist. It's nice to talk to somebody and they just listen to you, because like you said, sometimes it's not about confirmation. It's just about somebody listening to you and understanding you and not judging you or telling you like what they want to impose on you because they know you or they're your family member or whatever the case may be. So I really, really love that answer. I hope that helped anybody who's listening, who's thinking about transitioning. I know nowadays we have, you know, people as young as like 12, 13 who are thinking about it. I think a really important, I guess, person right now that I kind of keep up with is Dwayne Wade's daughter, and Dwayne and Gabrielle's daughter. And I look at her sometimes and I'm just like, I love that she's so like herself, like, because social media be coming for her. They be, you know, trying to say all these things, maybe because she is younger. And I understand that to a certain extent, but she like totally lives in her truth and she doesn't let nobody like stop her, you know? So I just admire the strength that she has, as well as anybody else who's transitioning in the community, because it takes a lot of strength to be able to hear everybody doing all of this and still know that you got to keep your head on straight and be okay and be strong for yourself and still love yourself, you know?
And that's another thing, actually, with Zaya. I just feel like it's so nasty that people just only associated private parts with her expression.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's so quick to, like, sexualize trans people. And I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions and reasons why things are a little tricky when it comes to that, because that's just such a prevalent thing in people's minds every time, men especially. but
it was the hair flip for me.
I don't know where to go after that. But it's very much that. Like, I looked at the comments and it's a lot of men who, like, have those comments. Like, women have those comments when they're, like, you know, gatekeeping pussy and all that stuff. But I think mostly it's a lot of men, like, coming for women in general, like, always attacking women for, like, just living and existing. And it's like, if you're a lesbian, they want to intrude and, like, try to, like, get you straight, or, like, expect you to want to have a threesome with another woman for their pleasure. Mm-hmm. Men want men to stay men. Men want trans women to cater to them, but also, like, degrade our experience.
Right.
It's like men just, like, always have something to say, and I feel like
they the problem.
I feel like they have, like, a big influence when it comes to perception.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think men are the problem. I'm sorry, because the fact that men run everything, they make our laws about our bodies that they don't even have no idea, like, about, you know what I mean? Like you said, it's mostly men coming for people, judging them, having so much to say, when it's like, sir, please go sit down somewhere. Mind your business.
We really have to, like, go there.
Mind your business. Like, mind your, like, that's all I say. It's mind your goddamn business, bitch.
Like, I've seen so many people, like trans women getting, like, killed, or, like, bullied, beat up, whatever the case is, they're silent. Or the only thing that they have to say is kind of like, what does she do to warrant that attack?
Mm-hmm.
And then when it comes to, like, when it comes to, like, their friend or themselves, like, loving a trans woman or entertaining a trans woman or wanting a trans woman to entertain them, it's like, it's just tea.
Yeah, I'm sure. I think a big thing about that situation in itself is that some men, they do, they love transgender women, or they're interested in them, or whatever the case may be, but they feel like, insecure is not the right word, but for lack of a better term, like, it makes them feel a way about themselves. So then they become violent, or they do, like, I know there's, cause I watched Law and Order SVU, honey. So there's been a couple episodes about this specifically, where it was these men that are down low or whatever the case may be. And they're either dating a transgender woman, or, and the woman may want a relationship, or however the scenario plays out. And they're so insecure about being themselves that they attack them, or they kill them, or they kidnap them, and they bring harm to them. And I'm just like, so that's a you problem. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, if you can't accept yourself, why are you bringing harm to me, when I either just, I'm here for you. Like, I've been here for you. I just want to love you, or I'm your friend. So, you know, it doesn't click to me. And it's just crazy to me that men do not check their own egos and their actions.
They don't want anybody checking it either.
No, they don't. Because let them tell it, they can never be wrong. So,
mm-mm. I appreciate those guys as well. What are some, what are some misconceptions that you may have about trans women, like as a cis woman?
Personally, I don't have any misconceptions. I think everybody is, I'm very much like to each its own, you know, I don't judge anybody. I just like to be educated. Like if I were to meet you, I would want to know, like, what are your pronouns? So I'm respecting who you are all around. I don't like to just assume. And I think a lot of women, well, let me not say a lot, because I can't speak for all women, but there are a good group of women who just assume certain things. They assume transgender women are trying to be like X, Y, and Z, or they assume that they're trying to take our womanhood, when it's just like, what? There's enough space for all of us, you know? So I personally, I don't have really any misconceptions. I think every transgender woman that I've met is a fucking doll. You know what I mean? They be bad bitches. Shit. Girl, it just, it's an experience, you know? And to me, it's interesting because it's something that I never, that I don't go through. So to be able to kind of like understand another woman's journey, it's cool to see, because we go through different things, but at the same time, we're both women and we deal with similarities. So I love all my people. I love all my people, gay, straight, bisexual, transgender, whatever the plus stands for, I don't know, but I love and accept everybody for who they are, because why not? Who am I to say that you should not be this way? You know?
Totally.
So yeah. But, and I really hope that as we continue to grow as a community, as we continue to grow as a people, you know, like to me, 2023, it's like nothing should be taboo. We should all be able to be open-minded, because nowadays, like, more and more people are back again to this phrase, living in their truth. And I think that we should all be more understanding of that, because there's so many different people who deal with so many things that we would never understand personally. But as long as we can accept people for who they are, we can all live in harmony. And that's just what I want for the world. I want there to be peace. Maybe that's unrealistic, you know, but I just think there should be like world peace amongst people, you know?
I agree. There should be less distractions and more like seriousness when it comes to like serious like problems in the world. I don't think drag queens reading to children is like the most detrimental thing to society.
Girl, it is not. It is not.
Like, we can be fabulous and still like share in education. Like, I don't know. It's like, it's such a weird world we live in. Lock Donald Trump ass up and like focus on that. Lock Tory Lanez ass up and focus on that. Like,
yeah, you know, like, let's worry about how the money is no longer finna be like important, because Russia said that our US dollar doesn't mean anything. Like, let's focus on these things, you know?
So many other things to focus on.
So I just hope, you know, that as we continue to go, we get better as a people. But until then, you know, we just got to keep doing what we do. You gonna keep being fabulous. You gonna keep running up your bag. You feel me? Keep getting new heights of success, and that's all we can do, you know?
I think also us even like sharing this moment right now can definitely be a stepping stool for like other people to kind of see like a trans woman and a cis woman, like we're coming together and we're listening to each other and we're hearing each other out and we're like coexisting and like sharing platforms and shit like that. And there doesn't have to be shade, and there doesn't have to be me looking at you any type of way or you looking at me any type of way. We're just like having a conversation and like, girl, sharing our experiences.
Just two girls having a conversation, okay?
And I don't think people should like over dissect anything. Like, have a good time, have a good day.
Right. Thank you. Because I agree. So to all of our viewers out there, make sure you guys open up your mind a little bit. Become more accepting, because that's what we need. We need more people with empathy and sympathy and the will, the want to just be kinder to other people, whoever they may be, however they may present themselves. You know, that's what we need, at least I think, on FemTalk here. So, Drea, before we head out, is there anything else you want to leave us with today?
Yes. First of all, thank you guys so much for having me. Definitely check out the clickbaitnetwork.com, clickbait with a K. We have so many new things rolling out this year, so many different events I'm going to be covering live, as well as Podcast King Season 2 is coming back, and I'm covering that show in New York this season, so I'm really happy about that, to take it home and kind of just give everybody that I grew up with that has inspired me to this day their flowers. Because they've been waiting for me to bring it back home. So like, I'm happy I get to do that now. As well as the new show that I'm producing for the Clickbait Network, Open Your Eyes, hosted by Sakaira. It's a more personal show where she does tarot reading and mindset coaching for career insight. So that's a really interesting show that I'm working on now. Episode 1 is out, featuring me. So I got my whole cards read. So you guys go check that out and look out for more episodes of Open Your Eyes and Podcasting Season 2 coming soon.
Perfect, perfect. Make sure you guys keep up with her. Your Instagram is Ms. Drea King MS, right? That's yes, true. Yes. And then I know she has the Clickbait Network in her bio. Please stay tuned. I know all of those shows are going to be super amazing. I'm going to be tuned in. And congratulations. I wish you much more success, girl. You know, if you ever need anything, I'm here. Yeah. And other than that, guys, this was episode 7 of Femme Talk, and we will see you guys next Thursday at 7 p.m.
Yes, see you guys. Thank you.
Bye.